Last activity of this particular session is internet transactions. The concept of drop shipping. Many, many people, they do transactions and they set up commercial websites. They advertise items and they sell items that are not in their possession. Now, according to Shariat, if you don't own an item, the item is not in your possession, you cannot sell it. The hadith is in Tirmidhi. Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yabi'a ma lam yaqbiz. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited us from selling something that is not in your possession. So, to sell an item that is not in your possession, according to Shariat, that is not permissible at all. Yes, the alternative to that is, you could act as an agent of a company. And you can make an agreement with a company that I will act as an agent, I will advertise, I will sell, and I will get a commission. Or alternatively, you can apply the concept of salam. Salam would mean it's a credit, it's a commodity that is in debt. Normally, the cash is debt. But here, the commodity is in debt. The person pays in advance, and then the commodity will be given at a later stage. So you make it very clear to a person, you give me the money in advance, and the item will be something that can be weighed, something that can be scaled, or items that are of similar nature. Those are the type of items that I will be giving to you when the person places the order. Now, he's been paid for it. Now he tells to a company that you deliver. Now the drop shipper, the person who will take the item and he will deliver it over to the person that made the order, he will be the agent of the purchaser. If it's done in this way, then according to Shariat, it will be permissible. And another important aspect is about internet. It is internet bidding. Now, bidding, auctioneering in terms of Sharia is perfectly permissible. It is a sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One Ansari came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for some assistance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, should I not show you something better than that? Do you have anything at home? He said, yes, I've got a blanket and I got a container. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, go and bring the blanket and container. Sahaba were there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to a sahaba, who's going to buy this for one dirham? One sahabi stood up and said, oh Prophet of Allah, I will buy it. Another sahabi says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, may yazid ala hadha, who will offer higher price? Another sahabi stood up, oh Prophet of Allah, I offer 2 dirhams for this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sold it, took the 2 dirhams, gave it to the sahabi and told to him, 1 dirham, buy food for your family. Another dirham, buy a chopper, buy an axe, cut wood, sell the wood, earn income, come and see me after 15 days. The sahabi after 15 days came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and gave a report and said, I've earned enough money. I was able to buy food. I was able to buy clothing. I was able to fulfill all my needs of life. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, this is better for you. So in this incident, it is clear that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conducted an auction. The normal auction on the internet where people bid and the highest bidder will purchase the item, that is completely according to Sharia. However, there's a new concept that has come out where people pay for bids. Normally in a bidding, you probably pay for the facility, but you don't pay for the bid. In this new concept, every time you wish to bid, you pay an amount of money. And the more bids you buy, you stand a better chance of securing the item for you. So what people do is that they buy more bids, and as they bid, the price go up slowly, 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 and over a period of time, this person will, because he bought most number of bids, he secures the right of purchasing the item. In terms of Sharia, this is not Sharia compliant. It is not something tangible. It's not a commodity, and therefore, to set up a commercial website where you sell bids in auctioneering and bidding, that is not according to Sharia. Inshallah, I think we have finished off with this first session where we have discussed technical issues, and inshallah in the second session I will discuss the remaining 5 points, technical issues of business economics. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Respected brothers, inshallah we will break for approximately 10 minutes. And many brothers have requested if they could ask questions due to time constraints. At the entrance of the hall, there are two boxes that are placed there. If you could write down your questions, and inshallah, within a week, the Darul Iftar will revert to you with the answers, inshallah. So inshallah, we will break for approximately 10 minutes, and thereafter we will continue.